You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. More on climate, because while the Trump administration is not pursuing climate-friendly policies, California is. Governor Gavin Newsom this week pledged to ban all sales of new gasoline-powered vehicles in the state by 2035. California consumes a lot of gas and would be the first state in the country to enact this kind of blanket ban. So what would it mean for the auto industry and for the state's economy? Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Remember that SNL skit, The Californians? It's a spoof on how much time Californians spend behind the wheel.
Get back on San Vicente, take it to the 10, then switch over to the 405 North and let it dump you out into Mulholland where you belong.
There's something to this. California is the largest consumer of motor gasoline in the nation. Banning the sale of gas-powered cars starting 2035 sends a message to an auto industry that's been sluggish on change, says Ethan Elkind, director of the climate program at UC Berkeley.
Look, if you want to do business in a major market like California in 15 years, you better get going.
But industry insiders say the ban accelerates the inevitable. Sam Fiorani is with Auto Forecast Solutions.
The industry believes that the next big thing is EVs. The problem is the pricing on EVs is still expensive. It still takes a while to charge. Charging infrastructure is building, but it's still not everywhere we need it to be.
And even with a ban on purchases, it's going to take a long time to get all those gas-powered cars off California's roads, says Giorgio Rizzoni, head of the Ohio State University's Center for Automotive Research.
Cars have two or three lives. You buy a new car, then you sell it maybe 5 years later. And if it's a good car, it might go through two or three different cycles of resales, right?
But as the state continues to grapple with climate change, many Californians feel time is of the essence. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.